Northam Platinum has delivered a solid annual performance, which was underpinned by a surge in metal prices, improved productivity, and low costs. The miner reported a 41% jump in revenue, while operating profit tripled, hitting a record high of 2.4 billion rand. Joining me on the line now for further analysis of those numbers, CEO Paul Dunn. Paul, thanks so much for your time this evening. So your numbers today showing that all that glistens is not just gold. You've hit record operating profit. That's up at 2.4 billion rand on the back of record production levels rising 7.4%, normalized earnings rising 226% as well. Safe to say, your growth strategy is paying off.
Yes, Alicia, it's very interesting you say that all that glitters is not just gold, and that's quite right in our case. The metals that have performed this year, in fact, are palladium and rhodium, lesser known than platinum itself. Platinum is still soft. But the automotive industry is very strong at the moment because the endeavor of those guys to comply with legislation across the world is leading to increased loadings in the exhaust systems in an effort to clean up the greenhouse gases and the health issues such as NOx. Palladium and rhodium are the metals of choice at the moment, and that's why they're doing particularly well. And half of the performance came from metal price. The other half came from volume growth. And that's, as you say, a direct reflection of our growth strategy, which we embarked upon in 2015, centered on the Zambezi transaction. At that time, we raised capital and we solved for empowerment simultaneously. And that's the essence of Zambezi. Without Zambezi, Northam would not be able to do what it's done.
Yeah, and in addition to all of that, you've got higher US dollar basket prices doing you additional favor, providing that additional tailwind. You've simultaneously cut your unit cash cost, but it's still up 7.4%, and that contributing to cost of sales coming in roughly 22% higher. How much of a handle do you have on that side of the equation?
Yeah, on the cost side, mining inflation is not necessarily national inflation. I think that's always worth remembering. We have a high labor content to our cost base, the workforce, the chaps there, and also we have administered prices such as electricity to which we are exposed. So mining inflation in our estimation at Northam is running somewhere between 8 and 9%. And it's difficult to get away from that at this stage.
Yeah.
So when we come in at 7.5%, we actually think it's actually a pretty good cost-controlled performance.
It's interesting, Paul, because you have Zonderende, the world's deepest mine, and then Booysendal as well, a shallow, highly mechanized mine. To what extent do we have to draw distinction between the two and how they're contributing to your bottom line?
I must say, Alicia, you hit the nail on the head. They're very, very different mines. Zonderende is a mature conventional mine, whilst Booysendal is very, very new mechanized mine from surface. However, both assets are extremely important to Northam. Zonderende, although it's the mature asset, is a very important underpin to everything we do. Zonderende itself has also performed very, very strongly this year, producing 308,000 ounces, the first time we've exceeded the 300 mark in many, many moons. Mm. So the teams out there at Zonderende have performed very well, and I must say they must be commended. Some of that performance comes from what we term the Western Block, which is a new piece of ground we bought a year ago, which has got very high quality, high grade Merensky ore. And we're very, very fortunate at Northam to have good quantity and quality of ore body to work with.
You've got your production on the up, sales volumes over this period increasing 21%, and that's seeing revenue rise 41%. To what extent do US-China trade tensions, Brexit talks, start throwing a spanner into the works here as it triggers global growth concerns?
There's a lot of nervousness in the market because of these, shall we say, global issues which are external to our fundamental business. So it certainly rattles the cage and causes nervousness. But the overriding driver for PGMs is definitely the environmental legislation, the health legislation and environmental legislation that has been recently enacted across Europe, in China and in India. And these are very big markets. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's what's underpinning the metal price performance, despite the negatives that you've spoken about.
Yeah.
The point about the legislation, you must comply. And there is only one way to do it, in our opinion, and that's to use more PGMs. That's exactly what's happening.
So you alluded to that platinum price. I mean, it makes up, what, 60% of your sales. It's fallen to an average of $824 an ounce from $934 an ounce in the previous year. How soon before you see that price starting to make a comeback?
So we've been saying for some years now the price action in dollar terms will be led by palladium, followed by rhodium, and platinum will be the laggard. At this stage, we still see platinum being soft in the coming year. The price action will come from palladium and in particular rhodium. I do want to point out rhodium. It's about 10% of our basket, so it's lesser by volume. But this morning it opened in Hong Kong at $4,000 per ounce, which is a very, very strong performance.
Yeah. We're looking at your cash position right now. You're looking at surplus free cash flow over the coming years because your capital investment program, Paul, is starting to taper off. And with that, you're turning a focus to returning value to shareholders. What's the status on either repurchasing your own ordinary shares or the Zambezi preference shares at this stage of the game? Because I've come across one of the key questions amongst investors, and that is whether you can continue to obtain the necessary liquidity and or pricing at close to the value in the Zambezi preference share line to or be forced into ordinary share buybacks.
Well, I think we've proven the point that we are able to buy preference shares. We currently own, in fact, 3.6% of the Zambezi Platinum limited preference share issue. So we have managed to purchase shares off the market over the last year or two to the tune of 3.6%. We'll continue to do that. We have paid in those transactions at or near fair value, and that's what we will continue to do. In terms of liquidity, let's see. I think let's leave it with the company for the moment, and we'll inform the market in due course. Of course, we do have the option of a vanilla share buyback on top of the ability to purchase pref. So we've got more than enough opportunity, and let's see how we go.
Well, we'll be watching developments as they unfold, Paul. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line. And, of course, the CEO of Northam Platinum, Paul Dunn.